this year's Mardi Gras Film Festival is number 25. 25 years of celebrating the LGBTIQ community and the film that it makes. Lisa Rose is the festival director and she joins me. Very good morning to you.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's an absolute pleasure. 25 years. And of course, this is the same year that we've got 40 years of actual Mardi Gras itself.
Yes.
No pressure to get this good. No pressure at all.
It's my first year as well as festival director. So no pressure at all. No, it's exciting. It's a really exciting time, I think, for the queer community in Sydney and also obviously on the back of marriage equality as well. It really is going to be an incredible celebration.
Has that informed some of the film choices you've made?
Yes and no. I mean, the thing is that there's so many films that are made. I've got a spreadsheet, basically, of feature films that's got over 250 films in it. And we're showing 59 feature films. So there's so many that are being made. It's really about, in terms of programming, we just want to show diversity. But also, you've got to have that balance of films that have happy endings and films that don't. Because us as a community, for years, have had to endure a lot of stories that aren't particularly happy.
That is a very good point, and I hadn't thought about that. And look, 30 of these films, as I understand, will be their Australian premieres.
Yeah. Counting 30 Australian premieres, yeah.
And a lot of documentaries as well.
Yeah, there's a fantastic range of documentaries. There's 16 documentaries. There's a documentary about the 78ers, which I believe may have sold out overnight. I'm sorry.
I love that stuff selling out
yeah,
already.
Yeah, no, it is. It is. It's really good. It's an incredible documentary. I personally feel like it's a retrospective from that was made in 1980 about the first Mardi Gras. And I had never seen it before as a 40-year-old gay woman, and I saw it late last year, and I was just like, I can't believe this should be shown in schools. Like, everyone, this is such an important part of Australian history, and everyone should know about what happened in 1978.
And you've got a chance to put it on the big screen again.
Yeah, so the National Film and Sound Archive, as part of their Restores program, have restored it to a 2K digital restoration, and it's going to be screened in front of 400 people, and then we'll have a bit of a celebration to recognise the 78ers afterwards. As well.
And of course, with 25 years of film festival, you've got 25 years of My Queer Career as well.
We do have 25 years of My Queer Career, which is our short film competition. It's the largest LGBTIQ short film competition in Australia. So we're doing a retrospective of that, thanks to Create New South Wales, and we have 12 films that we'll be showing. It's a session that runs for 176 minutes with a. It's all right, I've put an interval in there. There's a 20-minute interval, and there's a party afterwards as well. And there's just we actually are showing the very first film that we played in 1994. And it's going through films from 2015. And there's 12 films and all the filmmakers should be there and it should be a fun night.
What is the 1994 film?
Oh, I don't know if I can say it on radio.
Oh, I'm going to give you a pass for it. Go for it.
It's called Genderfuck.
Svetlana...
Yeah, Svetlana Gilliman, who used to actually work at 2SER,
she
I believe.
She did indeed. She was a breakfast host
indeed. Yeah, many years ago, yeah.
So, well, happy to say the name of her film.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely.
Look, people who listen to Breakfast regularly be sick of me banging on about short film because I'm obsessed with it.
Yeah.
But I just love anywhere that gives a space for up-and-coming filmmakers to apply their wares. And that's got to be even more important.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're showing
in the queer community.
Yeah, we're showing 69 short films this year. And my absolute, like, I've watched probably close to 300 or something films this year. And my absolute favourite film that I've seen all year is a short film called Little Potato.
Little Potato, you did. I have heard you talk about this.
I'm obsessed with this film. I seriously would have played it in front of every single session if I could, but I couldn't do that. But it is just a fantastic film. It's about a mother and son who grow up in Russia and just their emigration to America and what that entailed. And it just ramps up. It's 14 minutes of unadulterated joy. And it just has so many surprises in it. And I highly recommend it.
And, of course, there's been a lot of buzz about your closing night as well, Freak Show.
Yeah, Freak Show. So that is a really fun film. I saw it at Frameline in San Francisco, which is one of the biggest gay and lesbian film festivals in the world. And it was my favourite film that I saw there. And it stars a guy whose name, I'm Alex Lawther, that's it, the up-and-coming star who's on that big Netflix hit that's happening at the moment. He's been in a film that we've shown before as well. And his mother is played by Bette Bindler.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And Laverne Cox makes a cameo in it as well. And there's some great character actors in it as well, and it's just a really fun film. And his character Billy Bloom is just, you're just gonna love him. He's ridiculous, but that's selling very fast, so if you want to get a ticket, you better get one fast.
This is a very good point. Where can people grab tickets?
They can go to queerscreen.org.au.
And we'll make sure there's a link up on 2SER.com. I know this is not going to be the last time we talk Mardi Gras Film Festival, but Lisa, absolute delight to have you on.
Thank you
very
much.